opposed oddness, formless, spiritual consciousness, mind, being that doesn't even have a form, that is now taking this form and focusing through this form to have this experience and to connect and to communicate with you right now.
Yes.
Well, if that's true, then everything I've ever done as a man no longer has any effect on what happens to me, because that's not what I am. So I got this clean slate. I'm this cool person that has a physical body that as of this moment has not done anything. And from this moment forward, I could use my body to extend love, which would help the health of my body, by the way, and also create more loving situations for me. So now, no matter how I use my body in the past, right now I can use my body in a whole brand new way. Yeah. That's unlearning, right? That's unlearning. That's unlearning. Whoa, that's open-mindedness. I want to let go of everything that's prevented me from seeing you and letting go of anything that comes between me and you.
Cool.
I want to have a relationship with you that is open-minded, which means I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to take a moment to communicate with you and see where you're coming from, because there's a surefire way that you can tell when somebody's not judging you, because when they're not judging you, they're asking you questions. How can you tell when someone's not judging? More, they're asking you questions. They don't assume anything about you. They don't assume they already know what you like or don't like. They don't assume they know who you are. They don't know, so they check in. In a conscious relationship, you do that all the time in a conscious relationship. Every day you check in. Where are you today? What you want today? What you feel? What you like to see happen to you? What are you thinking right now? What did you think about what I just said? See, if I think I know you, I don't ask you no questions. You are already in my mind, already sold up. I know who you are, what you are. And so that's where it is. That's why we go when we go home to family. They still think you're the same person that lived in that house 20 years ago. And you act like it. It's amazing. You can be so adult and so grown, and then as soon as you land around your parents and your siblings, you become 5 years old again. You know, you become 5 years old again, and your brothers and sisters think you're the same maniac you were when you were a kid. Pardon me. And, I got to laugh. I'm sorry, I have to laugh. It's a must, you know. So what am I saying? I'm saying to you that right here, right now is your point of power. That no matter what you've gone through in the past, it brought you to this point in time. This is a time you can be truly open-minded, and you can let go of everything that's ever prevented you from having the kind of life that you want to have right now, because right now you can choose different thoughts, feelings, emotions, and intents, which will in turn change your vibration, which will change what you attract to you, and you will be happy, and you will draw the reality around you that you already want. And you have to let go of your guilt and fear and belief and sin and guilt, so that you won't punish yourself through the new manifestations that you've drawn to yourself, and you'll let yourself enjoy your blessings as opposed to sabotaging them and trying to get rid of them because of your lack of self-esteem.
Hey, you're fine, brother.
Okay. So would you acknowledge yourself here and reach out to me today, Holy Spirit? Woo! Now remember, if you disagree with me, don't let me know.
Never let you know.
Just keep it to yourself, but honor your feelings.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You honor your feelings. If you make a realization, you honor your feelings. Okay, we're going to make some quick announcements here, because I want people to get out on time, and it's something I want to share with the group to bring it home.
Take that time to honor that. To do it to the 100 steps of wisdom. I will be free from good and bad. Behind the veils, I will find such splendor, such beauty, that I will fall in love with myself.
Cool.
It'll be January 13th, 1 to 4, at the Miracle Center on Monroe. It's Monroe Bucktel. And
it's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday, that's right. It'll probably limit it to 8, so if we have more than that, I'll be free again. I'm thrilled to do it again, too. And the part I didn't talk about too much is I'm going to have art materials there, charcoal, pastel, and watercolor. And, you know, it's completely freeform. Don't feel you need to have any quote-unquote art talent. It's just for you get to play and be fun and let it express. It was a really nice time last time. And the last thing I have to add on this is it just turned out it's going to be my birthday. And but this is a healing. It's very cool because last year I turned 50, and for the first time I really, for a few minutes, I thought about the age thing. And this year, it just happened to go on that date, and I thought, you know what? This is the most healing release thing that on your birthday you give. You know how, like, on your birthday in the past, you can think, what are you going to do? Or you kind of get into that self-pity thing a little bit, maybe just a crack. And so I thought, this is the best thing. I'm going to do this the rest of my life. You know, a great tradition. Why don't we give on our birthdays? Nice. So anyway, so I'm so, so grateful. And whoever would be a part of it, I would love to have you put some Facebook information on the counter over here. And I would like an RSVP just so I can have enough supplies there. And also, it's going to be candles lit in Lambdorto. And it's just a real, real nice gift to you as well. So thank you.
That's the best of love offering right now. I forgot about that, so that was interesting. I would love to thank you for sharing with me with my full-time ministry with the Course in Miracles. I live off the love offering for my classes because I dedicate myself to sharing the Course. And I thank you for your support and thank you for your love. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing with us. It also keeps us here at Unity Temple and allows us to continue to be in this space. And besides that, it's just great to give. You know, and I appreciate it. Arm, you have a room.
And it's a very good one for me. And I thank everyone for coming to support that. And we do go on a scholarship. And so I want to say that I he didn't know this at the time, but Holy Spirit, through a form I can accept. A good friend has invited me to move to San Diego area to work on this full time. And my plan is to add to my garden. So I'm not like leaving here. I'm just going there for a while, but I'll be coming back is the intention and develop this thing as I go. So I'm going to do one more class before I go to San Diego in the middle of January. So I'm going to do the class at the end of December, first week of January. I haven't figured it out yet. And it's going to be basically, out of today's lesson, forgiveness is the final goal of the curriculum. So why not start off with it? And that's why it's part of the intro that I teach, removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence. And I'll let you know more about that as the time approaches. So you won't see me next week, but sorry I'm going to miss your birthday, Earl. But happy birthday, and thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, brother. Well, all right. I heard some great things about Arn's class. So we're going to take it in, take a deep breath here. We're going to move it on in. If you want a copy of today's class, and you got the forms for the sessions that I do. If you have a problem, if there's something you've been going through and you know you're ready to get past one through, it's just you going through it, so it seems like it's new to you. And so why don't you save yourself some time? Mm-hmm. So I'm available to help save you some time if you want to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
You know, but you have to, but the same thing I tell people, but you have to use the ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you know, not
have,
that.
You have to use the ideas. Okay, so what I want us to do, we're going to send an intention out. We said earlier that we were talking about intention, so we're going to send an intention out. I'd like you to think about a personal situation right now that you want to let go of everything that will prevent you from releasing it because you know you're tired of it and you're ready to have it released. You got this situation that you want to have released. You've had enough of it now. You've had enough. You want to let it go. And this is what I want you to say silently. I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself, which is the same as saying I give you to the love of the universe as part of myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. myself. This could be a situation, a circumstance, as well as a person. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. Then you say, in the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. Because I recognize that we will be released together. Because I recognize that we will be released to happiness together. Because I recognize that we will be released to happiness together. Because I recognize that we will be released to love together. One more time. I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. Because I recognize that we will be released together. I am innocent. I am abundant. I am juicy.
And I am cute.
And I am cute. You got it? I'll see y'all next time. Y'all are incredible people. Incredible. Open-mindedness. I will let go. Change your vibration, 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 change your vibration.